This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Edge-of-field conservation practices are simple and effective. We'll have more right after this.
Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias live.
The minute you get into a brand new relationship, like magic, you know who really notices just how happy you are, guys? Other women, not your woman. Look how happy he is. I bet I can change that.
August 15th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Convenience fees apply to all tickets.
Edge-of-field conservation practices aren't complicated, but they are highly effective at improving water quality. Catherine DeLong, Water Quality Program Manager for Iowa State University Extension, said the goal of these practices is to remove nitrates.
And so it's something we really want to take seriously, and these practices, like bioreactors, saturated buffers, constructive wetlands, they can, on average, remove nitrate up to 50%. And so that's a big impact. But these practices also have other benefits. So a saturated buffer has a buffer, and these buffers, these areas of perennial vegetation have lots of benefits for wildlife, for catching soil before it goes into a common water body. And a lot of times these areas that are on the edges of our fields can be unprofitable. They're compacted. We might be paying more money to get good yield from these areas than we are from actually selling that crop. And so this can be an ideal opportunity to put in an edge of field practice.
Still, those edge of field practices can be expensive to build. DeLong said landowners, farmer or absentee, have options to help pay for them.
Yeah, absolutely. We are in a time right now where it just seems like there is a lot of money for conservation. A lot of it is coming through the USDA NRCS, so there's lots of opportunities to get cost share to support these practices. If for some reason you may not want to take all your money from the federal government, there are usually other options if you want to try something else.
The first place to start when considering edge-of-field practices on your farm is at the local NRCS office or online at nrcs.usda.gov. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.